Japan is renowned for its weird museums, and a new member of that club has opened its doors in Yokohama. This museum pays tribute to the humble cup noodle, a product consumed by billions every year. If you're wondering just who'd care about a cup noodle museum, then you might be surprised to know it's being inundated by fans of this speedy snack, as our North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy reports from Tokyo.
It's the instant snack that sustained generations of Australian university students. But it's much bigger than that. Last year, the humble cup noodle was scoffed, slurped and swallowed 95 billion times around the globe. This styrofoam cup of pre-cooked slabs of noodles, add your own hot water of course, was invented in Japan. So last weekend, hundreds of Japanese queued in Yokohama to pay tribute to this national dish, celebrating the opening of a cup noodle museum. Here, kids are encouraged to create their own noodles, design their own cups, and then assemble their own toppings. Apparently, there are 5,000 combinations. And maybe next time mum or dad couldn't be bothered cooking dinner and instead serves up some cup noodles, these children will appreciate the work that goes into making these speedy snacks. It's much more difficult than I thought because the dough is very tough, says 12-year-old Yuto Watabe. Visitors to this shrine can peruse noodle sculptures, see how cup designs have evolved over the decades, and pay tribute to Momofuku Ando, the founder of this dish. The museum even features a statue of Mr. Ando. Even though with his thick spectacles and hand clutching a cup of noodles, he looks a little like that colonel from Kentucky. Mr. Ando was inspired to develop the cup noodle after seeing a long line of people waiting to buy food at a black market stall in post-war Japan. So in 1958, the world's first instant noodles went on the market, and Mr. Ando went on to create an empire before passing away a few years ago at the ripe old age of 96. Yukitaka Tsutsui is the director of the Cup Noodle Museum. By showing that Mr. Ando invented cup noodles alone in a small shack, we'd like to tell Japanese children that ideas for great inventions are already there in your head. So try hard to make your idea a reality, he says. Momofuku Ando's motto was never give up. And you can watch a film about the numero uno of the noodle business at the new museum. It's a massive place, 10,000 square metres of floor space. But if you think this is a weird subject for a museum, well, there are quirkier galleries here in Japan. There's the World Luggage Museum, the Socks Museum, the Tobacco and Salt Museum, and arguably the weirdest of all, the Parasite Museum, featuring an 8.8-metre-long tapeworm. I think I'd rather make my own cup noodle combination instead. This is Mark Willacy in Tokyo for Correspondence Report.
I think I might be with him on that one. I have no desire to see an 8-metre-long tapeworm.